Blog Talk Radio.
Obedience. And obedience, too, is not a dirty four-letter word. Children and their family are not an afterthought. They're not an add-on in the economy of God. Children are essential. Notice that children are the only ones who are given a commandment with a promise. Children were given the only commandment that carries a promise. And so children are invested with the key to well-being and longevity through obedience. The children in a family are invested by God with the responsibility of establishing and maintaining peace. Peace is the gift of God. Not like the world gives, but only as Jesus can give. And so you can see how the house of God would be built through loving submission, loving headship, loving obedience. This is just a, you know, very brief summary of what I would like to work at some point. So the house of God is built as each family is built. And the house of the Lord. I know I'm saying that again, but I will say it again. The house of the Lord will be as strong as the weakest family that makes up that local assembly. Each member has been given a position of responsibility and privilege. When every member, this is what it says in the book of Ephesians, that when every member functions properly, according to calling, according to talent, according to gift, according to God's investment, it says when every member functions properly, the body builds itself up in love. And so in the same way, when every member functions properly, the family matures and builds itself up, and the house of the Lord is built. We ought to pray for fewer holidays, because holidays are the times when I have the worst time trying to get a word to share. So let God say something to you. But I want to go back to that section in Ruth, because I believe it applies to all of us, that we should be like Rachel and like Leah. It's not just for the mothers, not just for the women, but it really is for all of us to be like Rachel and like Leah, which too, it says, built up the house of Israel. And so we can build up the house of God. And what is the house of God? It is that place where the presence of God is ever manifest. As every member takes his cue or her cue from Jesus and submits and assumes a servant position. The Bible says, submit yourselves to one another. Why? Out of reverence for Christ. Submit yourselves to one another out of reverence for Christ. Someone has said, a family is described as that place where each lives for the other and all live for God. Just like the reformers understood the work that they were doing, whether it was translating the Bible or whether it was coming up with biblical theologies to counter the unscriptural theologies of the Dark Ages. Every action of theirs, they declared, was for the glory of God. And I, in a sense, you know, I've said this time and again, you can't find a piece of Bach's music on which he did not write Sole Deo Gloria. And I'm sensing that each of us ought to be inscribing that on every action, on every word, on every thought, that it's only for the glory of God. And that every member in our family, we should inscribe upon us, Sole Deo Gloria. Every member in the body of Christ should have that as the motto in their life, Sole Deo Gloria, only for God's glory. So the woman, she lives in loving submission only for the glory of God. The man gives servant leadership for only one purpose, because it's for the glory of God. And the child obeys, not because if he does, he'll get a reward, and if he doesn't, he'll get a swat. But he obeys because it is only for the glory of God. Can you visualize what a transformation there would be in our families and in the house of God if we just assume that position? Everything is for the glory of God. And isn't that what the Bible tells us? Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Father, giving thanks to Him by Jesus Christ for the glory of God. It's our only purpose, to be for God's glory. Father, I pray we assume responsibility for our place as a workman together with you in building the house of God, in building our families. And today, as we honor particularly the mothers in our families, Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks for them. And Lord, may even that thanks be only for your glory. Amen.
By beckoning voices, and our world is polluted with sound, Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tightrope of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find a way.
There's no way.